police released a video from a doorbell camera on Friday from East Haven that was so disturbing. It instantly went viral. And thanks to it going viral, police were able to apprehend this person who was attempting a home invasion. Or at least that's what the person's being accused of. Really scary stuff. Did you see that video?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Several
Captain
times.
Captain Murgo with the East Haven Police Department on the phone now. Boy, that video is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the beauty of technology in today's age. Is as soon as that happened, we were able to disseminate still photos and video immediately. And we developed a suspect within the hour. So we can credit nothing else than just getting that out there as fast as possible.
So if you didn't see the video, it's a guy in an orange vest holding a package. Looks like he's just ringing the bell.
Yep.
Got a package for you. Homeowner opens the door, and the guy with the orange vest pulls a gun. The homeowner pushes the guy back, and the guy in the orange vest takes off.
Right. Hefty
now,
shove, too.
Hefty shove.
He went back quite a few feet.
Right. When you watch that video as a police captain, you have a dilemma because you don't want to tell citizens to do something like that. But at the same time, if he didn't push him, he probably would have been in the house, and now we have a much worse story.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in moments like that, your survival instincts, you know, really, really kick in. And you don't even think about it, right? You always talk about that blackout moment. And I think that's exactly what happened, you know. It's fight or flight. And the citizen decided to take it upon himself to fight, give himself a fighting chance. And it worked.
The bad guy in the orange vest looked surprised he was pushed.
Very surprised.
He's armed with a gun. He's halfway in the house, and at that moment, he probably thinks that he's about to get in, and he was shoved. So I think he was taken aback, and that's what you need. It threw him off of his what we call his OODA loop. It threw him off of his train of thought, and it worked. He turned around and reevaluated what he was doing and took off.
So what happens? He calls the police. You guys go. You get the footage. Say, oh boy, we got a situation here.
Yeah, so we take a look at the video. You know, it was a Ring camera. That video was amazing. So we were confident that anyone who possibly knew this guy would be able to identify him. So, you know, once our detectives got on scene, took the initial, we disseminated that video through our social media, through the regular media, and, you know, tips immediately began coming in, not only for the suspect's identity, but for that truck, because you see that Dodge Ram, it was silver and black. It's a truck that sticks out. So, you know, so people started calling in tips about the truck, and that's how we sort of got ourselves out to Hartford. We reached out to the Hartford Police Department, and those guys are just absolute rock stars. I mean, we couldn't have done this without them. They were just such a huge help, and they helped us get eyes on, you know, two different residences, and you know, we ended up seeing one of the suspects come out to the truck, took him into custody.
So what, were you in like an undercover car or something parked down the street?
Stakeout?
We had investigators in the area.
Yes.
That's affirmative.
We had investigators
Look
in the area.
You guys all badass.
Nice. Nice. Proud of you.
That's cool.
You know, but yeah, it was just great police work on everybody's part. And, you know, we were able to uncover some pretty disturbing information. So we're pretty confident that we thwarted a possible another home invasion in another community. And we uncovered a large amount of narcotics while making that arrest, too. So it was just a great case overall.
So when you got the suspect or one of them, you found zip ties, heavy-duty zip ties, not for, you know, these were like people zip ties.
Right, these will hold you well.
And some drugs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, which corroborated statements that, you know, that we uncovered throughout the investigation. So we were looking for a particular bag with some particular contents inside of it.
So one of the two spoke to you or someone outside of those two?
Well, it was learned through the investigation that we were looking for a few different things. And,
he's giving me that tone.
Right, the Ring camera told him.
The information was corroborated and it turned out to be accurate.
Interesting. So the one person that was at the door, a number of big charges. Second person, like conspiracy charges. And you think there might be more?
Yeah, so again, it's still under investigation, but we do believe there were more people that were possibly involved. And if the investigation leads us that way, then we'll be following up with those leads for sure.
Wow. Did you hear what they had planned to do after they zip-tied the people? Was it just robbery, or was there more?
No, we believe it was, you know, robbery related. We you know, aren't going to say exactly what the plan was or where that second location was, but we do believe that there was a plan to zip tie and then take it from there.
Okay. Not a, like a Cheshire kind of thing, because I'm flashing back here.
Right. Hard not to.
No indication that, indication of any of that. No.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good work.
Yeah.
I saw that video.
That was quick.
On Friday, and then I read quickly thereafter, you guys had somebody. I'm like, wow, that's really good police work.
Excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, like I said, I mean, we credit the general public for you know, making those tips come in immediately. We developed at least one suspect within the hour, and then it just went from there. But, you know, it's just old-fashioned police work.
Well, how crazy does it get in East Haven when this video pops up? I mean, everybody must be like, holy crap, we're all in danger. I mean, you guys, it's like all hands on deck. You have to get this one buttoned up pretty quick.
Snuff it out quickly,
right?
Yeah.
You can't be like 4 days later, like, yeah, we're following up on some stuff. Like, we need to find this person right now.
Immediately.
No, yeah, and as you can imagine, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on us to at least develop suspects because, yeah, you know, that video went viral, and, you know, everybody in the area and everybody in surrounding towns were now on the lookout for this truck. And then you start to say, you know, you start to realize, hey, somebody came to my door, or I saw somebody in an orange vest the other day, or I think I saw that truck, you know, past my house. So people start to remember certain things that they possibly could relate to this incident. So we start getting a lot of those tips too. So we have to sift through the good tips and sift through some of the not so accurate tips.
Right. So you have a lot. Yeah, it's not just here he is, this is where he lives.
Right.
You have to go through all of that.
I saw a guy with an orange vest who was cutting my lawn.
Exactly, yeah. Most of the tips coming in are things that we can't do much with, but, you know, there are those few tips that come in that actually lead us in the right direction. So it's our responsibility to figure out which ones are which.
Was that gun a real gun? And was it loaded?
Yeah, we believe it was a real gun.
Whoa.
For sure.
Okay. Believe, does that mean you have it?
That means it's, you know, some of the evidence that we uncovered at a couple of those residences were related to what we believe to be the firearm used.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I'm guessing he didn't have a pistol permit.
I don't believe so.
And even if you do, you can't just walk on someone's porch and pull the gun.
You can't.
There's got to be a charge against that.
Right.
Exactly. That's a disqualifier for sure.
Holy crap.
He's actually saying for a pistol permit.
Captain, what do you recommend we do? Someone knocks on your door, don't open it.
Right.
AJ will be like, Chaz, it's me. Like, you know, no, sorry. I'm not wearing an orange vest. Sorry. You look dangerous.
Yeah, come on, you've seen my face before.
Push.
You know, I think there's something to be said for the technology that's available to us now. Ring cameras, I mean, you know, doorbell cameras, the floodlight cameras on your garage. I mean, you could never have too much coverage of your property. And if every single person on the street has those things at their disposal, it'll help us, you know, better solve crimes for them. So those are the best tools.
Think about if we didn't have that. Like, if that guy didn't have a doorbell camera.
Yep.
It'd be, you know, white male, such and so high around this weight with an orange vest,
that
which he's no longer wearing.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. I mean, if you remember, the initial coverage was at first, and that was based off of his recollection, was we were looking for a Nissan Frontier. But after we reviewed the video a lot closer, we saw that it wasn't, in fact, a Nissan Frontier. It was a Dodge Ram.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So had we, you know, not have that video, we might have been looking for a Nissan Frontier the whole time, and we would have been just spinning our wheels.
You see that footage? I'm sure you did. Of the guy in Rocky Hill trying to defend his car from being
perfect
stolen.
Perfect example. Absolutely.
Like, that you would recommend. Don't go out.
We would never recommend going out to approach those guys. But his camera, I'm assuming on top of his garage. I mean, that really helped out his case, and hopefully
got everything.
Developed suspects.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got everything. The car approaching, the whole nine yards.
So dangerous. But two cases within a few days of one another.
Yeah.
That could have turned horribly
really
wrong.
Really ugly, yeah.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Yep.
Scary stuff, man. Well, thank you, Captain. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for you, too.
Tell everyone in East Haven we said hello.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.